You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Thank you for tuning into the podcast today. Rate and review the pod wherever you are currently listening to this podcast. It literally takes 10 to 15 seconds to do. It'll help to get the podcast more attention, and you can feel like a good person for doing that as well. So the Minnesota Vikings defeated the Washington Commanders on Sunday in a revenge game that featured Kirk Cousins going against his former team and Taylor Heinicke going against his former team, the Minnesota Vikings. Taylor Heinicke talked a little bit about facing against the Minnesota Vikings earlier this week, talking about his regrets earlier on in his career when he injured his foot, which could have potentially gave him the starting opportunity for the Minnesota Vikings when one of their starters went out in like 2016, 2017. But that guy is a bulldog. He is someone. He's a tough quarterback. I'm not scared by any means when Taylor Heinicke throws the ball, and I would not tell the Washington Commanders to pay that man a lot of money or build their franchise around him. But he's a good, serviceable backup quarterback in the NFL, and that's what he is. But there are so many storylines to talk about in the Vikings-Commanders game. But first, let me talk about how great Kirk Cousins was in his return against his former team. That might have been the best game I have ever seen Kirk Cousins play in a Minnesota Vikings uniform. Now, statistically, no, it was not the best game that Kirk has played in a Vikings uniform. His QBR was under 60. His quarterback rating was 81.8. Not even close to perfect, and I'm sure statistically he's played way better than he did on Sunday. 22 for 40, 265 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. But when you take it all into context, there was one time throughout the game where they showed the graphic that he got pressured 18 times and got hit 13 of those times. Kirk Cousins was facing a stone-cold physical rush from the Washington Commanders defense. And they were bulldozing the offensive linemen. Ezra Cleveland, Garrett Bradbury. These guys were just getting demolished by stunts over and over again. And Kirk Cousins took it on every single play. He missed one play in that game where Nick Mullins had to come in. And it was a surprising play. Quarterback option, tight end screen. Nick Mullins completed a pass to TJ Hawkinson, which went for minus 3 yards. I thought that was a funny part of the game. It was third or fourth quarter. Nick Mullins comes in for one play, and he knows he's coming in for one play, and they don't hand it off to Delvin Cook. Instead, they try this weird, fancy-dancy pass with Nick Mullins, which got minus 3 yards. What do you think Kirk Cousins said to Nick Mullins as he came back into the game? Good game? Good try, and better luck next time? Good effort? Thanks for filling in for me for one play. Just some thoughts there. But anyway, back to the main topic at hand. And Kirk's one interception went to Justin Jefferson. And that's a ball that Justin Jefferson should catch. At the end of the first half, it would have been 14-3 Minnesota. All of the momentum would have been on the Minnesota Vikings side. And yeah, could it have been defensive pass interference? Sure. But the best wide receivers in the NFL come down with that ball. And Kirk Cousins, my goodness, he was a gunslinger versus the Commanders. The ball he threw to Adam Thielen over the outstretched arm of the safety while he was getting hurried, while he was scrambling out to his left. I threw amazing balls to TJ Hockenson. The touchdown pass to Justin Jefferson. The throw to Justin Jefferson, which could have been pass interference in the fourth quarter when they were trying to get a touchdown. And the throw to Dalvin Cook. I have never seen Kirk Cousins play football like that. He was anticipating throws. And he was throwing the ball up, believing that the wide receiver would make a play. You can start to see the trust factor setting in with Kirk Cousins and Kevin O'Connell. Because Kirk has never, ever, ever thrown the ball like he did against the Commanders in a Minnesota Vikings uniform. He was trusting the wide receiver. He was trusting his arm. He was throwing back shoulder passes. He was throwing it to guys that were covered. But he believed and noticed that the defender wasn't paying any attention. The way he played was spectacular. And on the way home from the plane, he's got his shirt off. He's got the glasses on. He's got the chains. His teammates love him. And Kirk has been playing like the best quarterback in the NFC North. And the Minnesota Vikings are now 7-1. At one point of this game, the Vikings were down 17-7. And there was a play where Cam Bynum and the referee collided, which was a very unfortunate situation for the Vikings because that would have been an interception by Cam Bynum. It was a terrible throw by Taylor Heinicke. Throwing into triple coverage with Harrison Smith, Cam Bynum, and I don't know if it was Dantzler or Peterson or Evans. I don't know which cornerback was there. And then, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that play. It was what it was. But the Minnesota Vikings come back in the fourth quarter. Had to happen because there were so many unforced errors from the Minnesota Vikings earlier on in the game. There's the Za'Darius Smith face mask penalty on 3rd and 10. And then they eventually scored a touchdown on that drive, which should have been a field goal when he sacked him. Justin Jefferson not only had the drop in the end zone, but had a drop in the third or fourth quarter when Kirk Cousins actually underthrew him. But it would have been like a 30-yard gain because he dropped it right off of his hands. And then there's a third down where Shannon Sullivan, a former Green Bay Packer, held the Washington Commanders wide receiver when he certainly didn't have to because the ball wasn't going anywhere near him. Automatic first down on that third down. Harrison Smith's interception completely changed the course of the game because the Vikings kicked the field goal at 17-10. And at that moment, the defense had been quiet. They hadn't been terrible, but they hadn't been great. And the offense just kicked the field goal. They were struggling in the second and third quarter after a dominant drive in the first quarter. Opening possession, Vikings marched right down the field, score a touchdown. Justin Jefferson doing the gritty. You think the Vikings offense is just going to roll into Washington and just kick their butts, and then they go stone cold for the rest of the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. And then they got rolling in the fourth quarter thanks to that Harrison Smith interception. Taylor Heinicke is not an elite quarterback in the NFL. Nowhere close. So you knew at some point in that game he was going to make a mistake. And he finally made that mistake in the fourth quarter. Harrison Smith delivers, and the Minnesota Vikings score 10 points in 3 minutes and catch a break with an overthrow from Taylor Heinicke. Another huge play in the game was the Washington Commanders defensive lineman clobbering the center, the long snapper, on the Minnesota Vikings kicking unit, giving them an automatic first down, allowed the Minnesota Vikings to wind the clock down all the way to 15 seconds, And Greg Joseph kicked the game-winning field goal. But one more thing to discuss in this game. TJ Hockenson, his debut, he has already become the second best target for Kirk Cousins. This guy is huge, and he's got hands. He was open so many times throughout that game, too. He is a tight end that's even better than Kyle Rudolph when I look at it. Kyle Rudolph had good hands. He'd have an occasional drop every once in a while where you're like, whoa, what happened there? But Kyle Rudolph had good hands, but he wasn't very fast. And TJ Hockenson's speed doesn't blow me away, but he can line up as a wide receiver and he can line up as a typical tight end too. This guy is multidimensional. And after one game, he got in the Minnesota Vikings facility on Tuesday night. So he got, what, 5 days to prepare and learn the playbook and understand what's being called and your routes and connecting with Kirk Cousins. And he caught the ball 9 times for 70 yards in 9 targets. Unbelievable performance from TJ Hockenson. And the evidence is here. I don't know if the Minnesota Vikings win that game without TJ Hockenson, because like I talked about a little bit on the podcast last week, Adam Thielen isn't in his prime anymore, and he's nowhere near his prime. He has slowed down. He's good for a couple of catches throughout the game, but he is not a second-best wide receiver on the Minnesota Vikings anymore. And KJ Osborne, 0 catches, 0 yards, 2 targets. He clearly is not a second option for the Minnesota Vikings either. So Kwesi trading for TJ Hockenson and making a play for the 6-1 Minnesota Vikings at that time changed the landscape of the Vikings Commanders game. The Vikings do not win that game without TJ Hockenson. I know I said I don't know if they win the game, but thinking about it even more, looking at the tape, the all 22, diving into it, TJ Hockenson is good. Real good. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Please rate and review the pod wherever you're currently listening to this podcast. Tell your friends. Let's get this thing up and running. Appreciate it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.